We now begin the fourth parak of Ma'aser Sheni. This is Mishnah Aleph. The parak considers the various technicalities in terms of when one is redeeming his Ma'aser Sheni peros onto coins, exactly the mechanics behind it. So the first part of the Mishnah here considers if one transports his Ma'aser Sheni from one place to another place, it wants to know based on which rates of food, meaning the prices of food, does one go by? Does one go by where it originally was, or where the new place where he's doing the redeeming of the food? So the Mishnah says, "Hamolach peros ma'aser sheni memakom hayoker lemakom hazol." If a person transports his ma'aser sheni from a place where the prices are high to a place where the prices are low, for argument's sake, he's got his barrel of wine, and the old place it was worth $20, and the new place is worth $10. So in the new place, the question is, when he now redeems the wine onto coins, does he need $10 or $20 worth of coins? Or the converse, if a person transports his wine from a place where it's cheap to now a place where the wine goes for more money, it doesn't matter. Podeo kshar makomo, the principle is the same. One redeems his ma'aser sheni based on the current prevailing prices in that particular locale. That's a din that's straightforward. The Yerushalmi, however, adds that l'charchila, a person should not be transporting his ma'aser sheni. One thing is ma'aser sheni either should stay put, be brought to Yerushalayim, or redeemed onto coins, because when you move it around, you know, things can happen, get mixed up, confused, lost, etc. Okay, but if one did b'dieved transport his ma'aser sheni from place to place, he redeems based on the prevailing prices at that time and place. The Mishnah continues, Hamevi peros min ha-goren la'ir. If a person transports his produce from the goren, the threshing floor, where one threshes his wheat, v'kadayan min ha-gas la'ir, or if he transports his barrels of wine from the wine press, the gas, to the city. So the general principle is that prices in the city are much higher than they are back in the field, and that being the case, the price will go up a lot, and consistent with the principle in the previous Mishnah, Hashvach L'Sheni. The principle is that the increase in value is all ascribed to Ma'aser Sheni, meaning even though at the wine press the barrels are worth $10 of Ma'aser Sheni, if he brings it to the city and redeems it over there, and now they're worth $20, he'll have to redeem a full $20 worth onto the $20 worth of coins. The Yitzios Mebeso. And as for the costs associated with the transportation of the Ma'aser Sheni, that's too bad. The person himself has to absorb it, so he cannot deduct his expenses for transportation, you know, shipping and handling, etc. In terms of his calculations of how much Ma'aser Sheni value he needs to redeem it based on the prevailing prices of this produce in the place where he does the redeeming.